Beginner's Guide to IQ Test. An IQ test or cognitive assessment test is a test of cognitive abilities like memory, comprehension, and generally, one's learning potential. Anyone might want to take the IQ test, but there are several other types of cognitive tests that could be used, depending on the purpose and preference of the test, usually administered by a professional psychologist trained in psychological testing. Why do people so much rely on IQ tests and what makes them different from other cognitive ability tests? An IQ score was an invention of man from centuries ago. Though its major intent back then was quite different. IQ tests are standardized assessments. They contain a uniform set of instructions and yield information about someone's performance in relation to a population sample of the same age peers. Quite apart from a professional IQ test, free IQ tests are most often offered online, though you can't really vouch for their reliability. Pros and cons of free IQ tests. Free IQ tests have advantages and disadvantages, and these shall be explored briefly. Ever taken an intelligence test online? There are many issues regarding such a test. Pros of free IQ tests. Easily accessible. No financial demand. Fast. Cons of free IQ tests. Less accurate. Less valid. Less standard. Having learned what online free IQ tests are, you would want to explore articles related to IQ test and cognitive assessment. What is an IQ test? New to the IQ test and cognitive psychology? Continue with this beginner's guide. You need to understand intelligence, intelligence quotient, and IQ testing. A detailed introduction to IQ, IQ test, and human intelligence. A brief history of IQ test. Intelligence can be characterized casually as cognitive capacity. A man who fathoms a troublesome crossword or gives the correct response to a dubious numerical issue or gets a high score on an IQ test is indicating intelligence behavior, and it is sensible to surmise that such a man is intelligent. Someone who performs well at a similar task is not demonstrating intelligence behavior and may have a low intelligence, yet the surmising is unverifiable for this situation in light of the fact that different clarifications are conceivable. Poor execution, even on an IQ test, may be because of tiredness, an absence of intrigue or motivation, test nervousness, or numerous different causes separated from low insight. Until recently, as of late, psychologists who prepared IQ tests tended to construct their meanings of insight in light of their own predispositions about scholarly capacity and the sorts of behavior related to it. By the mid-1920s, there were almost the same numbers of various meanings of intelligence in psychological essays, as there were psychologists expounding on intelligence. In 1981, the American clinician Robert J. Sternberg and his partners solicited an expansive gathering from specialists to rate a wide range of sorts of conduct as per how normal for intelligence they viewed everyone as, Sternberg et al., 1981. A term called factor analysis was utilized to look for basic topics. After 1921, numerous other casual definitions showed up in the mental writing. Three components which rose up out of the investigation were verbal intelligence, critical thinking, and common sense intelligence. Sternberg deciphered these as the real segments of intelligence, at any rate as per Master's supposition. Sternberg and his partners additionally demonstrated that specialists and non-specialists rave astoundingly comparable originations of intelligence. Intelligence quotient in perspective. In 1912, the German analyst William Stern called attention to the undeniable reality that a man's mental age reveals to us nothing about his or her intelligence unless we likewise know the individual's genuine, ordered, age. Stern, 1912, observed three 10-year-old kids called Anne, Beatrice, and Charles. Anne has a mental age of 7 years and is along these lines clearly beneath normal intelligence for her chronological age of 10. Beatrice has a mental age of 10 and is along these lines of normal intelligence. Charles has a mental age of 12 as is better than expected intelligence. Stern hit upon the clever thought of dividing mental age by chronological age and in regards to this quotient, which he called the intelligence quotient, IQ, as a file of intelligence. Stern's quotient is the portion MA/CA, that is mental age, MA, divided by chronological age, CA. The American clinician Lewis Terman later presented the shortened form IQ for intelligence quotient and recommended increasing Stern's portion by 100 to change it to a rate, Terman 1916. The changed idea of the IQ along these lines is characterized as IQ equals MA/CAX101. As per this equation, an, with a mental age of 7 and a chronological age of 10, has an IQ of 7 separated by 10, increased by 100, which works out as 70. This implies her mental age is 70 for every penny of her CA. Beatrice, whose mental and ordered ages are both 10, has an IQ of 10 partitioned by 10, multiplied by 100, which comes to 100, which is normal for her age. Charles, whose mental age is 12 and whose chronological age is 10, has an IQ of 12 divided by 10, increased by 100, which comes to 120, so his mental age is 20 for each penny higher than his CA. The most essential point to see is that an IQ of 100 is normal by definition, so IQs below 100 are below normal and IQs over 100 are better than expected. Anne, Elizabeth, Andrew, and William are every one of the 5 years of age. On an IQ test, Elizabeth passes just those things that a normal 4-year-old in the standardized test passed, Andrew passes just those that a normal 5-year-old passed, and William passes just those that a normal 6-year-old passed. Utilize the equation IQ equals mental age, MA, divided by chronological age, CA, multiplied by 100 to work out Elizabeth's, Andrew's and William's IQ scores. B. Mark is 20 years of age and Philip is 40 years of age. They both pass just those things that a normal 20-year-old in the standardized test passed. Utilizing the equation, compute their IQs. Does the appropriate response appear to be reasonable for Philip when you consider it? IQ scores and the normal distribution curve. 2017 10.07% 2B06.44.19. The normal distribution curve shows the ranges of IQ scores that are normal, abnormal, and extreme. Have a look at this image for an adequate understanding of this. How accurate are IQ tests? The precision of an IQ test, or of any measuring instrument so far as that is concerned, comprises of two primary factors, reliability and validity. The reliability of a test is the consistency with which it measures what it ought to measure. In the event that a measuring tape is a dependable measure of length, at that point it should demonstrate consistency if we measure objects with various parts of the tape at different intervals. It ought to likewise indicate strength, as in it should give similar outcomes in the event that we measure similar items with it on two separate events. In the event that the measuring tape is not predictable and stable, maybe in light of the fact that it tends to extend, at that point it is not a solid measure. A similar thought applies to cognitive tests, for example, IQ tests. If an IQ test reliably measures general intellectual ability, at that point scores on some test items should associate well with scores on alternative items. Individuals' scores on the test on two separate events should likewise correlate. This is called convergent validity. Does IQ even matter? Experientially, IQ won't matter. No one cares. What matters is creativity, and your ability to solve real-life problems. Looking for a solution that works, you may want to power up your creativity and learning speed. Nature-nurture controversy in intelligence. For over a century, there has been a consensus in brain research over the relative commitments of heredity, nature, and environment, nurture, to intelligence. A case to delineate this is a disease called phenylketonuria. This is an absolutely genetic infection caused by a solitary latent quality and related with an extreme mental impediment. However, the impacts of this genetic infection can be avoided by a solitary ecological change, by taking out phenylalanine, which is available in sustenance proteins, from the patient's eating routine. This demonstrates an inherited trademark require not be settled and unmodifiable. It is likewise the case that a settled, unmodifiable trademark doesn't necessarily have to be genetic. This applies, for instance, to mental impediment coming about because of oxygen pressure at the time of birth. Second, it is negligible to expound the heredity versus environment question about intelligence as an issue. Keeping in mind the fact that human intelligence can only be discussed when there is a brain, and it would be quite difficult to have a brain without acquiring the fundamental qualities, and obtaining the sustenance, oxygen, parental care and other ecological necessities for its development. So any attempt to separate the nature-nurture of intelligence would be an intellectual folly. Heritability of intelligence. Heritability of intelligence identifies with inconstancy, that is, the contrasts between singular IQ scores that is owing to hereditary differences between individuals in the populace. Two speculative constraining cases will settle the idea of heritability and illuminate the point at hand. In that society, any IQ differences were seen amongst individuals, and in this manner likewise, the fluctuation of IQ would fundamentally be expected totally to hereditary variables, nature, so the inconstancy of IQ would be 100 for every penny. Presently envision a sci-fi oppressed world, the inverse of the ideal world, populated completely by clones who share indistinguishable qualities. Having said, since there are no hereditary differences between individuals, any observed fluctuation in IQ would essentially be attributed completely to natural elements, sustain, thus the heritability of IQ would be zero in the event that instruction impacts IQ, and it is difficult to accept that it does not. At that point, any expansion in correspondence of instructive open door is probably going to prompt the confusing outcome that inherited variables turn out to be progressively imperative in creating contrasts between individuals. Since heritability is characterized as the extent of the IQ differences because of the heredity, at that point if differences because of ecological elements assume a little part, it takes after that the rest of the extent because of inherited variables consequently turns out to be generally bigger. In what way could the heritability of IQ be assessed? The issue would be effortlessly understood if specialists could hold either ecological or innate variables steady as in the speculative ideal world and oppressed world talked about above. Trial scientists routinely perform comparative analyses on plants to decide the heritability of different qualities, however, it is clearly difficult to settle the IQ question by such strategies. Clinicians are constrained to backhanded techniques for assessing the heritability of IQ, and the outcomes are exceptionally dubious. Scientists have utilized three primary strategies for assessing the heritability of IQ: investigations of isolated indistinguishable twins, family studies and reception thinks about. Galton spearheaded two of these techniques primitively and detailed his outcomes in a book entitled Hereditary Geniuses, An Investigation into Its Laws and Results, Galton, 1869. He investigated family trees of 415 exceedingly recognized individuals in different strolls of life. He found that their blood relatives were likewise famous a great deal more frequently than would be normal by shot, and, besides, that their nearby relatives were more regularly prominent than their more removed relatives. For instance, 48 for every penny of their children, 7 for each penny of their grandsons, and just 1 for each penny of their great-grandsons were prominent. Geniuses, therefore, appeared to keep running in families rather like red hair, which was at that point known to be inherited, and Galton inferred that distinctions in mental capacity are added to a great extent innate. Galton found that intelligence appeared to keep running in families, and he deduced from this that distinctions in intelligence are fundamental because of heredity. Would you be able to relate the investigation benefited from the regular routine with regards to nepotism in the Roman Catholic Church, whereby popes used to receive young men from normal foundations and bring them up in their homes as nephews. Galton argued that these young men had comparable ecological points of interest to those delighted in by the common children of other prominent men, however, none of the hereditary focal points, the social aids are the same yet the inherited blessings are needed, Galton, 1869. His examination demonstrated that the Pope's nephews rarely achieved distinction in later life, albeit a large portion of the characteristic children of other famous men did as such. He translated these discoveries as additional proof that intelligence is generally innate. Galton's family and appropriation think about were curious and fascinating yet barely persuading. Areas 3.2, 3.3 and 3.4 are dedicated to a survey of the proof that has amassed from that point forward. For over a century, clinicians have attempted to determine the nature support question in connection to IQ, utilizing both refinements of Galton's techniques and investigations of isolated indistinguishable twins. However, this examination exertion has delivered no exceptionally clear conclusions. Theory of multiple intelligence, Howard Gardner. Gardner thought there are 8 types of intelligence. He believed each of us has the majority of the 8 sorts of intelligence of fluctuating degrees. This numerous intelligence is identified with how individual likes to learn and prepare data. Verbal intelligence, the ability to think in words and utilize language to express importance. Ability to the implications and hints of words, the dominance of punctuation, fluency about the ways language can be utilized, creators, writers, speakers, artists, instructors. Mathematical intelligence, the ability to do mathematical operations. Comprehension of items and images and of activities that were performed on them and of the relations between these activities, capacity for deliberation, ability to distinguish issues and look for clarifications, researchers, engineers, aerospace. Visuospatial intelligence, the ability to think three-dimensionally, capacity to see the visual world precisely, to perform changes upon recognition and to remake parts of visual involvement without physical jolts, ability to pressure, adjust, and structure, capacity to distinguish comparative examples, draftsmen, specialists, mariners. Kinesthetic intelligence, the ability to control protests and be physically proficient. Utilization of one's body in very gifted courses for expressive or objective coordinated purposes, ability to deal with objects skillfully, specialists, craftspeople, artists, competitors, performing artists. Musical intelligence, the ability to pitch, tone, cadence, and tone. Ability to singular tones and expressions of music. A comprehension of approaches to consolidate tones and expressions into bigger melodic rhythms and structures, attention to passionate parts of music, artists, arrangers, delicate audience members. Emotional intelligence, the ability to comprehend and adequately associate with others. Capacity to notice and make qualifications among the states of mind, dispositions, motivations, and expectations of other individuals and conceivably to follow up on this information, instructors, emotional well-being experts, guardians, religious and political pioneers. Interpersonal intelligence, ability to comprehend oneself. Access to one's own sentiments, capacity to attract on one's feelings to direct and comprehend one's conduct, acknowledgement of individual qualities and shortcomings, scholars, authors, clinicians, specialists. Interpersonal intelligence, if interpersonal intelligence is the ability to comprehend oneself, then interpersonal intelligence is the ability to understand others. Naturalistic intelligence, the ability to observe beauty in nature and comprehend normal and human-made frameworks. Affectability and comprehension of plants, creatures, and different parts of nature, ranchers, botanists, biologists, greenskeepers, hippies. Factors influencing intelligence. Genetic influence. Societal influence. Socioeconomic influence. Nutritional influence. Geographical influence. Race, ethnicity. Are IQ tests culturally biased? Culture-free is characteristic of an IQ test with global intents and not just a test that was normed on only a population sample. Culture-fair is an IQ test that is devoid of cultural bias. An example is the Raven's Progressive Matrices test, which helps to minimize language bias since the test items are progressively difficult questions with visuals only. Contrary-wise, other standard IQ tests are still questionable as to cultural fairness because they lack this feature. References: Allport, C.W. and Oeberth, H., S., 1936, Trait Names, A Psycholexical Study, Psychological Monographs, Volume 47, Whole Number 211. Creativity Test. Retrieved from www.neuroscientia.com web link. Galton, F., 1869, Hereditary Genius, An Inquiry into Its Laws and Consequences, 2nd ed., reprinted 1978, London, Ilian Friedman. Galton, F., 1883, Inquiries into the Human Faculty and Its Development, London, Macmillan. Heath, A., Berg, K., Eves, 1, Salas, M., Corey, 1, Sundet, I., Magus, P. and Nance, W., 1985, Education Policy and the Heritability of Educational Attainment, Nature, Volume 314, pages 734-6. Sternberg, R.J., Conway, B.E. and Bernstein, M., 1981, People's Conceptions of Intelligence, Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, Volume 41, pp. 3755. Terman, L.M., 1916, The Measurement of Intelligence, Boston, M.A., Houghton Mifflin. Wexler, D., 1981, Wazar Manual, Wexler Adult Intelligence Scale Revised, Cleveland, Ohio, The Psychological Corporation.